even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I'd bet it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table, and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play, it doesn't matter anyway. I'd bet it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I'd bet it all on a good run of bad luck, 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
You're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Black Friday is here, but many customers getting a jump on sales. Best Buy CEO Corey Berry.
We see a customer who's really been resilient and obviously is looking forward to a really special and joyous holiday season.
It's already a record-breaking Thanksgiving holiday in the skies. The FAA reported there were over 232,000 flights nationwide between Sunday and Thanksgiving. That's the most ever during the holiday week. 52,000 of those flights on Tuesday. Record low delays and cancellations. President Biden calling on President-elect Trump to rethink his threatened sweeping tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada, calling them counterproductive. Syrian rebels have reached Aleppo, Syria's second largest city, in a surprise offensive against the Assad regime. SunFed Produce is recalling cucumbers sold in 13 U.S. states and 5 Canadian provinces due to possible salmonella contamination. The FDA urging consumers to check purchases, clean surfaces, and stay alert for fever symptoms. Dave Packer, ABC News. British lawmakers today have voted to move forward with a measure that would allow adults to request medical help to end their lives if they have less than 6 months to live. Today's vote sends the bill to another round of hearings. Member of Parliament Kim Leadbitter is a main sponsor of the bill.
I have been astonished by the number of people who have been in touch with me to tell me about their terminally ill loved ones who have starved themselves to death out of desperation, something which takes far longer than you may imagine and is just horrific for everyone involved.
A messy deadline for New York City restaurants today. Today's their last day to remove outdoor dining sheds put up during the pandemic. Monica Jimenez is the night manager at Old John's Luncheonette on the Upper West Side in Manhattan.
The people in the area, they're really happy about having this space outside. And also, it's going to be really bad for our business.
No plans to actually take this down?
Not yet.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns. Really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast. Games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
The giveaways go on all day at JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Giveaways start at 5 a.m. with holiday snow globes and coupons. You could get up to $500 off. 9 a.m. is your chance to bring home a Cuisinart stand mixer. Plus, don't miss your shot at free diamonds at 1 p.m. Finally, at 5 p.m., grab a JCPenney tote. It gets you an extra 10% off every time you shop through Christmas Eve. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 11/29 while supplies last. Giveaways in-store only. Must be 18 or older. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Waukesha County community is rebuilding its police department. Ted Allen has more.
Most of the department's officers quit last year when the Big Bend Village Board considered disbanding its police force. The breakdown of the department was compounded by the suicide of Police Chief Don Gaglione. This week, the department announced the swearing in of four new officers, including three of the six who quit last December. Officer Heather Kay tells Fox 6 Milwaukee she's excited about the new hires.
I'll be starting training with them on Monday. Obviously, they already know a lot of stuff because they used to work here.
Kay says the officers' pay is now competitive with other departments in Waukesha County.
A woman is dead after a crash in Milwaukee early Thanksgiving morning. That happened on I-94 near AmFam Field. Investigation by the Sheriff's Department found that the SUV tried to exit the freeway quickly. The vehicle hit yellow safety barriers and flipped on its roof. A 34-year-old woman is dead. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Munikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Downtown Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Amplify Health, coming soon to Mondovi, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Downtown Durand. It is going to be cold and clear in western Wisconsin for the next few days. The National Weather Service says the holiday weekend will see temperatures in the 20s here in western Wisconsin. No snow is in the forecast, which is good news for holiday travelers. The Weather Service says it will stay cold in western Wisconsin through at least midweek next week. One man is dead after he was struck by a car while pulling a deer carcass off the road. The Dakota County Sheriff's Department says the accident happened on County Road 46 in Martin Township Wednesday. The 69-year-old victim had reportedly struck and killed a deer and was pulling the animal to the shoulder when he was hit by a passing vehicle. The name of the victim has not been released. There are federal charges for the man who flight attendants say tried to get off a Milwaukee to Dallas flight earlier this month. Prosecutors filed the charges against Abdul Al-Jabbar earlier this week. They say that he ran at a flight attendant on the flight, which took off from Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport back on November 19th. He's accused of saying that he was captain of the flight and that he needed to get off the plane immediately. Other passengers had to hold him down until he could be secured with duct tape. No one on the flight was injured. Prosecutors say the plane was able to land safely in Dallas. A plea deal has been reached with the Hixton man accused of attempted homicide. Anthony Sylvester was charged last October with that crime and a few other charges like burglary and stalking after breaking into his girlfriend's home. Sylvester entered into a plea deal in Jackson County Court and was found guilty of first-degree reckless injury. He'll be sentenced in February. Minnesotans looking for something to do other than shopping can take advantage of Friday's Free Park Day. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources schedules 4 free park days each year to encourage people to get outside and enjoy nature. Admission to all state parks in Minnesota is free, though fees will still apply for activities like camping and boat rentals. Friday's Free Park Day is the last one of 2024. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Mondovi Region, get ready to welcome Amplify Health by Gunderson. Coming soon, you'll find exceptional family and children's medicine care right here in town. From everyday checkups to expert care for acute and chronic illnesses, their dedicated team is committed to keeping you and our community thriving. Stay tuned for the big opening.
A unique weather phenomena caused a band of snow in western Wisconsin yesterday. According to the National Weather Service, the snow originated from a factory near Menominee, when the particles being emitted from the factory were just the right thing for the supercooled liquid water droplets in the clouds to grab onto and create a band of snow. The snow caused numerous accidents in western Wisconsin, including an accident at I-94 and Highway 37 that caused I-94 westbound to be closed for a time yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court could take up Eau Claire's trans policy case. The court is considering a hearing on the challenge to Eau Claire Area School's policy on gender. That policy allows teachers and school administrators to hide gender changes from parents. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty sued over the policy, but their lawsuit was dismissed because Will's clients didn't have kids in Eau Claire schools. Eau Claire area school leaders have defended the policy in the past as something that helps kids. No one's guessing when the high court may decide on the case. Investigators say a bus driver was to blame for driving into the front of a home in western Wisconsin. A school bus leaving the depot in Holman early Tuesday morning crashed into the front of a home. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the bus was in working condition and that the 76-year-old driver was at fault. One person inside the home was injured. The driver will receive citations, but is not facing charges. If you're heading out this weekend looking for a Christmas tree, consider heading to Wisconsin's Northwoods. Division of Forestry Property Manager Beth Findus says, make sure, though, you get a permit first.
You can go to one of the state forest headquarters or sometimes some entrance stations sell the permit, depending on the property. Permits are about $5 a tree for a balsam and fir. A lot of the times, the max footage that you can cut down is 30 feet.
A full list of what state forests you can cut down trees in can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. Marshfield Clinic's newest doctor may not have the med school chops of some of her colleagues, but she's among the most popular in the entire hospital. The clinic says Dolly the dog doctor is making the rounds in Marshfield. She's not a therapy dog. Instead, the hospital says she's there to help in any way she can. Mostly that's by being cute and friendly towards visitors. The hospital says Dolly will put in a 40-hour week once she gets up to speed at her new job. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Irish star Paul Mescal stars in the new Paramount Pictures movie, Gladiator 2. He discusses how he felt landing in Dublin before the film's premiere there.
There's this weird sensation about landing into the city that just, I don't know, it just makes me feel calm.
Progressive offers a great price and round-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times when you can save money and get something great. Bundle today at progressive.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx, save you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
The Packers capped off Thanksgiving Day by blowing out Miami 30-17 at Lambeau Field last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jordan Love tossing 2 touchdown passes to whiteout Jaden Reed and Josh Jacobs combined for 117 yards of offense with a touchdown to lead the Packers to their third straight win. Head coach Matt LaFleur on his team now compared to a month ago.
And it shows up all over the tape, whether it's our linebackers hitting people, whether it's up front, our receivers blocking. I can't say enough about the job that Wicks does out there. And when you get it from the skill positions, it changes the complexion of your team. Obviously, Josh Jacobs has been huge. Tucker Kraft, I can't say enough great things about him. Really, in every phase of the game, I think our guys are being extremely physical, and that's something we can hang our hat on.
Josh Jacobs said the Dolphins tried to stop him, but that opened up other things.
For the defense, like, I was the focal point, really. So they was kind of, like, almost giving up some plays to really stop me. And, like, they was bringing their safeties down and basically to stop the run. So anything that we was doing outside, our quick game, quick throws outside, it was wide open.
Packers kept pace with the Lions after Detroit held off a second-half comeback from the Bears, beating Chicago 23-20 at Ford Field. Vikings don't play until Sunday. They'll take on the Arizona Cardinals. Football Badgers wrap up the regular season at home later this morning, facing the rival Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall. Paul Bunyan's axe is on the line. So, too, is bowl eligibility for the Badgers, who need to win to have a postseason. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's all about the axe, though.
When we start at the beginning of the season, we talk about rivalries. We talk about the battle for the axe. We talk about the history of the game more than we talk about different types of streaks and things like that. I'm not downplaying it. I'm not saying it's not incredibly important. I'm not saying it's another thing that's on our plate. But when it gets down to this last week, it's about one thing. It's about the rivalry. It's about preparing to play it in the most important game of the year.
That one kicks at 11 a.m. this morning at Camp Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Keys to Progress in Homeless Awareness, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. A Memphis gym owner was tired of a homeless man sleeping in one of his cars, so he decided to change his tactic and approach from a different angle.
I came back in here, I made him a cup of coffee. Some people need more than one chance. You know, some people, it takes a while for most kids to stop bumping their head.
Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
The truck champ is looking to stay put at his current home. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Looking for the ultimate holiday gift for the race fan in your life? Look no further than the Racing Electronics Black Friday Sale. Take 20% off your purchase during the biggest sale of the year. Get the best-selling RE3000 scanner to hear uncensored audio from your favorite driver and their team, or listen to the MRN radio broadcast. Hear team strategy, critical spotter information, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama as it happens. This is a limited-time offer that ends Sunday, December 1st. Shop now at RacingElectronics.com.
Thor Sport Racing's Ty Majeski won this year's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship, his first in the series following a season that saw 14 top 10 finishes, including three wins. While several of his title contenders from this year are moving to the NASCAR Xfinity Series next season, Majeski says that he's happy in his current spot at Thor Sport.
You know, I'm not actively pursuing anything, that's for sure. So, like I said, just really love the opportunity going and having a chance to win races.
Majeski's offseason includes some more racing in just over a week, as he'll compete in the annual Snowball Derby Super Late Model race in Florida, a race that he has won two of the last 4 years, including a year ago. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Have to adapt to their environment, and their body language will tell you how they're doing. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Go out in the yard and see what your trees are trying to tell you as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
We've all seen trees with gnarly branches, odd-shaped trunks, and evidence that they weathered a few hefty windstorms. Trees have very expressive body language and can show us what's going on in their world if we pay attention. Eric Berg is a program leader with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says a tree that's open-grown and exposed to a lot of wind from the south might have a majority of its canopy pushed toward the north and east. Another sign of a tree fighting the wind is what's called buttress roots.
Those are those very large roots that transfer energy from the stem of the tree into the roots and to the soil. And they'll literally have a buttress shape to them, like the bottom of an old Roman pillar. You'll see a very broad base to it. So if you see an oak tree, for example, with very large buttress roots, you can tell it's been taking a lot of wind load or load of some sort and transferring that energy from the stem into the roots and soil.
Trees know when one of their many appendages has been hurt. Say, for instance, there have been insects or borers feeding from the inside of a branch and making it weak. Berg says the tree goes to work sealing the wound by adding more wood to the damaged area. It often looks like a callus.
Over time, because that branch has been weakened and the tree is trying to compensate from that damage, it puts more and more wood there. And so you'll get branches that aren't necessarily round, they're more misshapen. And that's a difference of compression wood or tension wood. And the tree reacting to the things that have been damaging it and trying to add more strength to itself.
Take the time to appreciate that every branch, bark ridge, and oddly shaped stem is a purposeful reaction of your tree responding to its world. Learn more about the body language of trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavor.
19 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. Dairy markets were closed today, but cattle markets are higher, and the live cattle complex continues to trade mostly higher as the market's supported by traders in a technical sense and fundamentally through the cash cattle market's strong performance earlier this week. Holiday weeks are always a gamble. Packers are either nonchalant in the marketplace and not seeming to need many cattle on a holiday shortened week, or they're aggressive like they were this week. Given this week's cash cattle traded anywhere from $3 to $5 higher, it's safe to say that packers were short bought and feedlot managers were awake and didn't miss out on the opportunity to advance the market. Box beef prices at the midday were mixed. Now, feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher due to the announcement of restrictions on Mexican cattle imports. Also, strength in the cash markets and strength in demand in the countryside continue to support feeder cattle. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly lower. The packers are pretty much done buying in the cash hog markets this week. And while pork cutout values were up slightly, traders weren't willing to put much clout in that factor as prices had been stressed earlier in the week. December live cattle down 5 cents to 187.95. February up 5 cents to 188.65. April up 35 cents to 190.77. January feeder cattle up 72 cents to 259.50. March up $1.35 to 258.65. April up $1.17 to 259.57. December hogs down 42 cents to 81.97. February down $1.62 to 86.30. April down 87 cents to 90.75. Corn markets are mostly higher today as export sales were at 1.063 million metric tons, that helping to support the market. Soybean futures are mixed today. Now, soybean oil is leading the product action, and that is helping to support the markets, even though South America looks to hold good weather for soybean development. The daily export wire did see 840,000 metric tons of beans sold to unknown destinations. That's helping the nearbys. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they are trading mixed today as the December contract goes into delivery, along with a little other fresh news. The plains are expected to stay colder in the short term. Matif wheat is working lower at the bottom end of the trading range. December corn up 7.5 to 423.25. March up 5.25 to 433.25. May up 4.5 to 439.75. New crop 25 up 1.5 to 431.25. January beans up 2 to 990.75. March up 0.25 to 997.25. May down 1 to 1009.75. New crop 25 down 1.75 to 10.12.25. December wheat in Chicago down 6 to 531.75. March up 1 to 549.5. Meanwhile, December soybean meal down 230 to 288.20. December soybean oil up 84 cents to 41.59. Minneapolis wheat, December up 8 to 572.5. March up 3/4 to 592. Energy markets today are lower. January crude oil down 14 cents to 68.58. February down 7 cents to 68.28. Meanwhile, December and January gas down a cent. December 196. January 191. That's check of markets. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. U.S. red meat exports were strong in 2024. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
The United States has had strong red meat exports in 2024 despite volatility and serious headwinds in major Asian markets. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says pork is doing especially well.
Pork, we're going to be at a record without a doubt, easily a record. And on beef, not a record, but the second highest export value ever in 2024 is our forecast. So I think we had a kind of a renewed sense of optimism because obviously on beef, our estimates, like this time a year ago about 2024, were not nearly so optimistic. So in that regard, it was some good news.
USMEF forecasts that U.S. beef exports will reach 1.28 million metric tons, worth $10.5 billion. That's an increase of 5% over 2023. As far as future trade markets for red meat go, Hallstrom's optimistic about what President-elect Trump's policies will be.
I look back to the Trump administration, number one, and it was volatile. We all know that. But in the end, there were some really good things done. And the three in particular, USMCA, which was the redone version of NAFTA, and then USMCA 1, and then the final USMCA. So the Trump administration was in the middle of that, which is good for us. The Japan-U.S. Ag Agreement was also completed in 2020 and implemented. And we had very ridiculously disadvantageous beef tariffs that were normalized quickly as a result of that. And then the third thing is the China Phase 1, which, say what you want about China, but that really worked to our advantage in terms of making more reasonable requirements for beef plant approvals. So we went from $200 or $300 million a year to China to $2 billion in just 2 years. Obviously, those three things work to the advantage of the U.S. beef and pork industries.
Hallstrom says the president-elect has generally been supportive of agricultural exports.
If I look at it from a high level at that, I got to think that there's an appreciation for production agriculture in general. Definitely the beef and pork industries benefited from their policies before, and there's no reason to think that we can't get support going forward. So call it cautiously optimistic, because we all know there's a lot of uncertainty, but we're getting pretty good at uncertainty.
A critical piece of export performance in a volatile year is the demand growth for U.S. red meat in Latin America. Hallstrom says the U.S. must keep a close eye on its competition in order to maintain its current market share in today's increasingly competitive environment. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, along with Wisconsin farmers, have another tool in their toolbox to encourage the adoption of sound practices in planting cover crops. A crop insurance premium rebate for planting cover crops is now available. The program's being supported by numerous Wisconsin farm groups, including the Wisconsin Soybean Association. In partnership with USDA's Risk Management Agency, there is $800,000 or 160,000 acres of coverage available to be rewarded on a first-come, first-time, or first-served basis. Recipients will receive $5 an acre rebate on their summer 2025 crop insurance premium for acres planted with cover crops in 2024, then planted to an insurable crop the following year. The application period opens on December 2nd. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Well, it is the holiday season, and Wisconsin's Christmas tree growers are encouraging folks to get a locally grown Christmas tree. When supporting local, whether it's Christmas tree growers or anything else this holiday season, your hard-earned money stays in your community, said Krista Peterson, who manages Inspiration Acres in Slinger. According to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, over 800 Christmas tree farms in Wisconsin contribute to $50 million annually to the state's economy. Local trees also benefit the environment. When you think about sustainability and benefits to the environment, local trees don't have to be hauled as far. They're fresh, said Peterson. You also have the option to know that you are supporting the Wisconsin economy from that perspective as well. Wisconsin, by the way, ranks fifth in the nation for Christmas tree production, boasting over 850 farms on 23,000 acres. That, according to Gather Wisconsin,
These farms harvest more than 500,000 trees annually. To find a Wisconsin Christmas tree farm near you, visit GatherWisconsin.com. An already record agricultural trade deficit in the United States is expected to get even bigger, the Agriculture Department said Tuesday. The U.S. farm trade deficit in fiscal year 2025 is on track to reach $45.5 billion. That, according to updated USDA forecasting, government and analysts were previously forecasting a $42.5 billion deficit in August. U.S. agricultural exports have declined since peaking in 2022 as ample supply and slowing demand depress global prices. The trade headwinds have eaten into farmers' income and are a key driver of expected pressure in the agriculture economy. Exports are projected to reach $170 billion in fiscal year 2025. That's up $500 million from the August forecast, but still 13% below the peak seen in 2022. Meanwhile, imports are expected to reach a record $215.5 billion as the U.S. accelerates purchases of tropical fruits and sugar. While U.S. producers have been able to modestly increase exports of livestock, dairy, corn, and sorghum since the August forecast, trade of other major commodities, namely cotton and soybeans, has declined. With President-elect Trump getting ready to take over in the Oval Office, policy advocates are bracing for the incoming administration to make changes to SNAP as a part of a broader push to reduce government spending. SNAP is the largest anti-hunger program in the United States. It's also one of the largest federal social welfare programs in the terms of cost, according to the Pew Research Center. Alterations to SNAP would likely impact grocers because SNAP households account for nearly a quarter of consumer goods spending in the U.S., said Consumer Insights and data firm Numerator in a report last year. SNAP households spend 32% more per person than non-SNAP households, that according to a Siriana report released last week. Grocery executives have called out to investors cautioning that SNAP benefit changes have impacted their financial results. Any changes to SNAP will come at a time when consumers continue to grapple with high grocery store prices and wages that haven't matched food price hikes. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
When the temperature drops and the leaves begin to crunch, that means one thing. It's baking season. Before you fire up the oven, make sure you stock up on that golden ingredient, butter. Butter is a staple in dishes around the world. And here in Wisconsin, our cows produce high-quality milk that gets churned into rich, delicious butter every day. Whether you're whipping up flaky biscuits, scrumptious pies, or gooey cookies, always keep your butter nearby.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Below normal temperatures are expected to continue today in our ag weather forecast, and it looks like we'll see no precipitation for the rest of the holiday weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 16 to 21, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, west winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows from 4 to 9 above, relative humidities at 80 to 85%, west winds at 8 to 13. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 16 to 21, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, west winds at 7 to 12. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs 20 to 25. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, highs 20 to 25. Wednesday, cloudy, warmer, highs 30 to 35. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid it stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Mama dad, a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. Welfare people came and took the baby, mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, I guess she did.
Was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, well, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. Up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. We'll be right back.
ever make our dinner date at the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and daddy, me and my teddy, come in to sleep in between. Yeah, it's okay, it's so nice. Just another day in paradise. Well, there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, two hearts, one dream, I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night,
cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sure, I think about you now and then, but it's been a long, long time. I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. Can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. We could sit and talk about this all night long, and wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. So try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. Same old look in your eyes. It's a beautiful night. I'm so tempted to stay.
not to think about what might have been. 'Cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in. There's no way to